Okay, well, here's an age-old question for you. What do you do with the burned-out doors of Toronto's Church of the Holy Trinity? Well, that's what church officials are now asking their parishioners after the building's original doors were damaged so badly in a fire this past summer that they had to be replaced. Now, the church is, of course, a landmark here in Toronto. It opened back in 1847, and it sits right next to the Eaton Centre. Sherman Hasselgrave is the priest at Holy Trinity. He's with me in studio this afternoon. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
So I guess, firstly, can you just paint a picture? Can you describe these doors for our audience? What makes them so special?
So these are big doors. The doors on the west end of the church are 11 feet 10 inches tall.
Wow.
And they're 170 years old. These are the original doors built when the church was first created in 1847. And so we were hoping that maybe they could be refurbished, but the determination by the insurance adjuster was that they need to be replaced.
Now, I understand that they're special because they were actually from a forest around the church, is that right?
The church, all the wood in the church, the pews, the doors, the framing, was all built with forest, trees from the forest that were right in the proximity of the location in 1847.
Wow, that's pretty unique, I would say.
Yep.
So what exactly happened to them? Take us through the story of what happened there.
So early in the morning on the 23rd of August, about 5 a.m., somebody decided to try to burn the church down by putting a city garbage can against the doors and then igniting the garbage can and the plastic and the material, lit the doors on fire. And luckily, one of the homeless guys camping on the square was able to call 911, and the fire department came right away and kept the place from getting more involved. And he also identified the perp, and so that guy's been arrested and charged.
What'd you say to the man who called the fire department and prevented provincially a sort of a more tragic situation?
Right. His name's Sean, and he saved us from a repeat of a performance. There was when the Eaton warehouses were next door to the church in the 70s, a dumpster fire of some sort almost burnt the church down. In that fire, all the windows on the south side of the church were melted, so the Victorian stained glass windows had to be replaced. So if you're in the church, you'll notice that we have old windows on one side and new windows, contemporary windows on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
And the roof had to be redone because of the fire. So it's amazing the building's still standing.
Mm-hmm. So where exactly are these burned out doors now? Where are they?
They're at some shop in Mississauga or someplace. They have to be copied because it's heritage building and the replacement has to be heritage quality.
Wow.
So the design has to be replicated. And one of our wardens at the church, Keith Nunn, had thought, you know, do we really want these old doors that signify, you know, the very creation of this building and the wood that was around it when it was built going to some landfill, or is there something else we can do with them? And, you know, that's a big question. My initial thought was, well, let's see, I've got a piece of the Berlin Wall on my dresser. Maybe we could turn them into tchotchkes or keychains or napkin rings or something, but it seems like something more noble or dignified needs to be considered.
So is that some of the options then? I mean, what are the options?
We put a Twitter poll out yesterday, so we'll see what the options are. But I'm hoping somebody comes up with a really good one.
Right. And I imagine the costs to actually go along, because you say, you know, they're 11 feet tall, they have to be replicated. That's got to be pretty expensive.
So the estimate was something like $30,000.
Wow.
But luckily, because of the situation, the insurance will cover most of that. The church has a deductible of about $2,500.
Right. And I guess you're having a fundraising concert.
Yes, next Friday, a week from tonight.
So is that sort of the number that you're looking for there?
Yeah,
I mean, what are you hoping
we'd like
to raise
the deductible, if not more. And we've got some, you know, wonderful variety of talent coming. The idea of a fire immediately triggered a whole bunch of ideas. So this Bruce Springsteen song that was covered by the Pointer Sisters, Fire, will be on the agenda, yes.
I want to get personal here for a moment. And, I mean, to some people, this might be just a slab of wood that's, you know, more than 100 years old. But to you, it's much more than that. To your parishioners, it's much more. What do these doors actually say about the church itself?
That was a good question. I was thinking about that earlier today, is that a lot of downtown churches, because of circumstances, are closed up a lot of the time. They represent sort of bastions against the world. Holy Trinity is open every day of the week, and we welcome people in. So to me, those doors represent a place of welcome, a place of shelter from the cold, getting out of the elements, a place to get a coffee, maybe a bite to eat. and a place where people care about people and promote the justice and equality among all folks.
Thanks so much for coming in. I wish you all the best of luck on your,
thanks,
on your concert.
Sherman
Hasselgrave is the priest at Toronto's Church of the Holy Trinity. And as you heard him say, on October 20th, the church is hosting a burnt door concert. They're hoping to pay for new doors to replace the original ones that were badly damaged by that fire this past summer.